Right now, it is time for us to check sports. It's time to bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
First of all, how'd the races go for you this weekend?
In Alabama, we ran second. We got beat by the favorite that paid $3. Bonnie South ran second at 10-1. And in the eighth race, Gufo ran second. Thought he was going to get up, but he didn't get up. And that's how it went this weekend, 2 seconds.
Gufo. Mm-hmm. I like the name Gufo. Did you say Gufo?
Yeah.
I like that name.
He goofed around a little bit in the stretch, and it cost him the race. Went a little crooked.
That name,
but that's racing.
Well, that name suits my personality just fine.
There you go.
All right. So Major League Baseball. Some teams have played 25 games. Some teams have played 21 games. Some teams have played 19 games. Now, if correct me if I'm right, the top 8 teams in each league make the playoffs, right?
Don't know.
I think that's what it is. Something like
I know
that.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. The two top teams in the American League? Oakland and the Yankees. And Minnesota's right there in Tampa Bay. And in the National League, the Dodgers, the Cubs, and Colorado are heads above everybody else.
Well, to me, the biggest surprise in baseball are the Orioles.
Yeah, they're still playing good.
They're three games over .500. The over-under on the Orioles' wins this year was 19, and they played 21 games, which is a third of the season. They already have 12 wins.
And
so
that's
a shock.
Then there's the Mets, 9-14.
Yeah, they stink. Hey, there needs to be an investigation into the Yankees. Right. I'm sorry. I mean, last year they blamed the...
The injuries. You're absolutely right. Oh, I think they must... I don't know. They have to fight. They have the poorest trainers in the world. That's all I can say.
It's not the trainers. It's something that these guys are doing on their own. Because every year, I mean, if you can get a bet, I don't think Vegas will even take a bet on it because it's such a certainty. Stanton and Judge are going to be out for extended periods of time. Stanton went out about a week ago, and they said he's out for 4 to 5 weeks. And then this week when they said... he just tweaked himself with Judge. He's out for at least a month too. And this year, a month is a third of the season. And it's continually happening with these guys. My opinion is they're using substances they're not supposed to use. But that's just my opinion. There's no fact on that or anything. It's just my opinion. But when year in and year out now for 3 years, is this Judge's fourth season with the Yankees?
Yeah.
He hasn't played over 110 games. He can't do it this year. But he hasn't played, say, two-thirds of a season since his rookie year. And this is a guy that people consider to be one of the best players in baseball. Not my book, not when you can't play a season. And Stanton? Forget about Stanton. He never shows up.
All right, just like the Red Sox. Man, they are
We knew before the season they would stink.
6-16. They're 24 games into the season, so they're only 6 games away from halfway into the season, and they're already 10 games out. I mean,
how about the Pirates? They only won 4 games.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. It's brutal. That's brutal.
And now they're speaking about teams having wholesale changes, getting rid of players, dumping salary. That's not going to happen this year. Because of the situation that everybody's in. It's not going to happen this year. It's not going to be like it is in years past because this isn't years past.
You know, I'm looking at the sports news, and I see with college football, there's some college football players that have opted out not to play themselves for the season. I really think that's the way that college football should handle it. That if somebody's got a condition that they think is going to be affected by COVID-19, fine, opt out, lose a percentage of your scholarship and stuff like that, and opt out. I think that's probably the easiest way to handle it for everybody. But a lot of these that's the problem. There's so many different ways. How about what happened to the Bruins and then they won last night? But their goaltender says he's going to opt out for the season because these playoffs are boring. Come on.
How could they be boring? I mean, this is a joke. If somebody like that says, I don't want to play because it's boring or something.
Kick him out of the
rip
league.
Rip up the contract. Hey. Say goodbye. Go do whatever you want to do. Same thing with these college kids. Oh, I don't want to play. I don't want to get sick. Well, the data shows that you're probably not going to get sick. And if you choose not to play because of that, unless you have a big outstanding condition, you lose your scholarship. Goodbye.
The only players that people really worry about and physicians worry about in the NFL and in college football about potentially getting COVID-19, and if they get it, are the super big muscular linemen. They're the only ones that medical doctors are very concerned about because even though their body mass index is okay, they're all around 300 and 350 pounds, and it puts a strain on your lungs. So, I mean,
but of the athletes,
yeah.
Okay, we're talking about professional athletes, and college athletes are pretty damn close to being professional athletes as far as their body structure goes. How many athletes that got this disease have perished?
No, and a couple of them have had to miss a whole season because they've had.
How many of them have perished?
Zero that you know of.
Zero. So the chances of somebody dying from the disease are pretty close to zero. Yeah. If you get sick, the chances of you being severely sick are very small. So I don't understand why they're not playing. And what the colleges are doing with the student body is absolutely ridiculous. They want you in school, but they don't want you to leave your dorm room. Isn't being in the dorms worse than being in the classrooms?
Well, they don't
because want you to leave. Got people coming from all over, sitting in the dorm rooms, doing their work. They're stuck there. And do you really seriously think that kids between the ages of 17 and 21 are just going to sit in their dorm rooms 24/7?
Well, in Connecticut, it's not that way. They have to quarantine for 14 days in their dorm rooms. And also at UConn, it's already found. It's working. It's picked out three or four freshmen that had COVID-19 that were sent home to quarantine at home. So in Connecticut, it's a 14-day quarantine when you get there. Then after that, no off-campus visitations and stuff like that, but you can still roam the campus and do everything you want once.
Well, let me tell you something. If I had a kid and I was paying $50,000, $60,000 for them to go to school, and then you tell me I can't see the kid ain't going to your school no more.
Yeah, so it's a whole complicated
situation. I mean, they
make
up this stuff as it goes along. You can't go see somebody in a nursing home because they're old and you can get them sick. I understand it. But now you can't go visit a kid that's 20 years old because you might get them sick? That's a joke. That's an abuse of power. That's all that is.
All right. What else in sports do we have? Anything else?
Yeah, the best sport playing right now, hockey. It's tremendous. I don't know how this goalie, who is it? Is it Rask?
Yeah.
How he can say that it's boring. Yeah. I mean, everything is even up. Everybody is like 2-1 right now except for the Islanders. The Islanders are kicking their pants off of Washington. The first two games, they beat them pretty handily. Yesterday, it went to overtime, and the Islanders prevailed again. They got Washington up against the wall at 3-0. Everything else is either tied up or 2-1, 3-1. The only other 3-1 is Vegas and Chicago. Vegas could have knocked Chicago out yesterday, been the first one to have been knocked out. But Crawford played a big game for Chicago, and Chicago beat Vegas 3-1. And that's the only sport I'm watching. And it's great because you're getting four games a day. It's like round-robin hockey. It starts and it don't stop. And every game is on television. Everyone's televised. And to me, it's the best thing around. Today you got hockey starting at 3, and it probably will end sometime around 1:30 in the morning. And it just rolls. Today's a game at 3, 5:30, 8, and 10:30. Perfect. I think they've been listening to us, maybe.
Right. And the most stupid comment for the evening goes to Alex Rodriguez.
Well, that happens quite often. What did he say this time?
And this was funny. After the game, you know that guy Ford for the Yankees, the big guy?
Yeah, Mike Ford.
So he came up, and he hit a 3-run home run yesterday, okay? Mm-hmm. And it put him out front, and they ended up winning. And so about an inning later, they put up a picture of Babe Ruth finishing a swing and Ford finishing his swing, and Rodriguez compared the two, right?
Oh, my God.
Right. At the end, when they asked Ford about it, Ford said, well, I guess, yeah, I'm a pretty big fat guy, so of course I'm going to look like Babe Ruth when I finish my swing. Mm-hmm. He said, but that's about the only comparison I can see.
Good for him. He said the right thing.
Yeah. How it was just something stupid. It was just, it was one of those throwaway comments that it was just plain stupid.
Well, does Alex Rodriguez's tongue still get stuck in his teeth when he talks?
No, he's getting better.
Normal words sound stupid.
No, he's getting better at talking, but the things he says are still stupid. So. Oh.
What movie did that come from? You Can't Fix Stupid?
That's right. All right. Hey, we've got a new thing that's going to start on the Internet. It's going to start sometime this week. It's called Cosby's Corner. It's going to be at the Robinhood Radio Daily Bugle.com site. It's going to be a Cosby's Corner, and you're going to find pics on the Internet right there.
We're still working out what we're going to put, whether it's just going to be a single race or it's going to be a single race and like maybe a pick three or a pick four at some track. So, that's going to pop up there this weekend. And speaking of pick four, my buddy, he had a pick five yesterday at Saratoga, the late pick five. It was a decent-sized ticket, $108. What do you think he won?
What?
Take a guess.
$300.
$17,000.
My God.
$17,000. So that's why I'm saying maybe we'll do these pick threes, pick fours, because they could be pretty handsomely paid out.
All right. So be looking for it. It's going to be at the Robinhood Radio Daily Bugle.com under Cosby's Corner. All right, Mike, I'll check with you mañana.
You got it. Have a great day.
Take care. I'm Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio.